the characterizations of those areas in the interviews, at least that we did, were, you know, high crime or low income. We spoke with Ann Cody, who in her case was substituting class for race. She's from Glendale.
There are pockets down there that are struggling, yes.
Could you expand on that? What do you mean by struggling? Like if you're on the
lower
street?
Income, mm-hmm. And consequently, they would have less money for education. And how important is education to them when you're in a lower income bracket and have not attended college, etc.? If you have families that go to college, they usually want their children to go.
Right. Is lower income? You say lower income, is there a racial component to that too, or is it?
Not necessarily. There are a lot of poor white people. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be color, yeah.
So she's kind of doing basically everything possible to not talk about race here. I mean, was that common? How else were people getting around just addressing race and being up front?
Yeah, it was fairly common. One good example is this woman, Barb Hanizen, who's from Eureka, Missouri. And when I asked her about these areas, she would characterize them according to whether or not she wanted to drive there or what times of day she wanted to drive there. And when I asked her to get specific about why she wouldn't drive there, she would give me an answer like this.
North County? Well, it used to be a thriving community, but right now I would not feel safe going there.
Why is it that North County seems unsafe?
Well, I hear things on the news every day, on the radio and on television, about shootings and whatever, and I don't want to put myself in those places if I can help it.
And then what do you think when you hear Del Mar Boulevard?
I don't want to drive there either because I've heard of shootings and robberies, and I don't want to put myself in that place.
And how about Central West End?
I would go there during the day.
So Barb, you know, has this really strong reaction to these places you're listing, North County, Central West End. And she says, you know, she thinks that these areas are unsafe because of what she's hearing on the news.
Right, which I guess is in some ways not really all that surprising. There's this horrible cliche in journalism, if it bleeds, it leads, which is basically you put a crime story at the top of your newscast.
Yeah, a lot of people we spoke with did say, you know, because they don't live in these areas or they don't drive through them or they don't even go to businesses there, their opinions were shaped by what they saw or read or even heard on the news. Uh-huh. And we spoke with a guy named Will Johnson when he was on Cherokee Street. But for Will Johnson, he lives in North City and he sees all the news coverage too and has had a very different perspective.
Everybody always considers the north side of the city, and that's where I live. As just all out violent, you know. But if you watch on the news, that's what they say most of the time. It's North City, North City, North City, North City. And they're associating everything with just, you know, and I'm just like a little smaller speck. It may not be as bad where I am, but they, you know, you just hear about the city. I mean, the news always putting it in the city all the time. And I've worked out in the county. I've worked for errands. I used to move furniture out in North County. It was all type of stuff going on out there. But it was never reported on. You know what I mean? Lots of times. I've heard about little girls getting killed in apartment complexes that I've delivered to recent, and you never hear anything about it down here in the city. As far as the news, you never heard it.
Just because it's not part of the
Just because
the
it's not a part, they want to make the city look that bad.